I'm Bruce Korn with DLS Geothermics. We are here in Reno at the conclusion of the GRC conference, another excellent conference, and we're just here to have a conversation today. So
shall I? All right, I will. Well, I'm a geologist, and I've been working in the geothermal sector since 1985. I decided oil and gas wasn't for me, but energy sounded like a good idea. So I started working at Geothermics after I earned my master's degree in geology at the University of Auckland in New Zealand. And I've never looked back. It's been a great ride all the way. And now I'm the boss of Geothermics. So that's it's been a while, but I'm glad I got here. And I'll just note that we are part of SLB, formerly known as Schlumberger.
One of my first questions is about the evolution and adaption of new technologies into geothermal. How has that changed since the 80s?
In the 80s and 90s, we had a pretty steady way to use geothermal. Our drilling technologies, our exploration technologies were known and relatively simple. We keep our wells simple and our projects economic by doing so. But now, what we're seeing is a real adaptation of oil and gas technology to geothermal and the advent of much higher temperature tools and that allow us to drill deeper, better, faster, allow us to receive more value from each well we drill so we can target the wells better and we can make a more efficient project for power generation. And that's what we focus on at Geothermics, is power generation. The fact that oil and gas has high temperature, high pressure resources that they're doing has really helped the geothermal industry. So it's kind of piggybacking on that. But there's also new technology in geothermal that's coming up. And for example, in geophysical techniques and airborne analyses and other things that help us do better on our well targeting and our production.
Well, how are oil and gas and geothermal related?
More similarities than differences, I would say. Both extractive industries, both dealing with the subsurface, trying to get things out of the ground, both drilling wells for different reasons. But, in fact, all of the drilling technology really comes from oil and gas. Geothermal uses the same technology. We drill bigger wells, but other than that, it's quite the same. But as oil and gas technology evolves, we've been able to take advantage of certain things that have come out of that. Basically, we're looking for hot water. And hot water, you may know, has a much lower energy content than oil or gas. So that's what explains the value differential. But nevertheless, it's a great resource, and what you do in a geothermal project is you drill the wells up front and then you start your power plant. So we have basically all the fuel is available in advance, so we don't have to rely on importing gas or burning something else like coal to get the power. We have this fuel source that's already established in the ground. Geothermal is a 24/7 clean baseload power source, and that's something that has a lot of value today given the penetration of intermittent resources like solar and wind, which are great. But what has happened in recent years is that geothermal has become more popular, but still there's a phrase that's being used a lot, which is cheaper fuel. And that means oil and gas is cheaper, or maybe coal is cheaper than geothermal energy. But that word cheaper doesn't account for the impacts that come from oil and gas and coal. And we see those impacts, growing on our planet, and we need to do something about it. So I think the value proposition is based on something of a false premise. Right. And so I think that's worth saying to your audience, because it's not a fair comparison. We're a clean resource, they're not, and we're in a very bad position today because of that. Solar power works when the sun is out. Wind power works when the wind is blowing. What about the rest of the time? But I'll say about those two technologies, which are excellent technologies, is they're fairly simple to develop. You put out some meteorological stations, you understand how much sun there is over the year, how many days are cloudy, you know the wind speeds. So that's kind of their exploration. But for us, we have to do a lot of exploration on and under the ground. to find out where this resource is and to understand how big it might be or how much power it could produce. So that part is different, but the value, as I said, to be able to produce all the time is really a significant value that geothermal has. And right now, for example, in the state of California, there's so much solar penetration that the electrical grid has become unstable. And that has led to a mandate from the California Public Utilities Commission to install 2 gigawatts more of geothermal in California just to balance things out and to make the distribution of electricity easier. There's certain resources that are called hidden or blind resources because they don't have any thermal manifestations around. There's no hot springs or steam vents or anything like that. But geothermal systems are dynamic. They have a hot zone that flows upward because it's lighter, it's buoyant, it's hot, and it wants to come out of the ground. And normally that's why you have hot springs. And by the way, what we geologists and geochemists do and geophysicists is to say, okay, there's those hot springs there. How can we trace that back down into the earth and understand what the plumbing is down deep where we can tap that fluid? So the economics of geothermal energy haven't changed too much, but there are improved techniques that allow us to have more success in drilling wells. And those technologies are advancing all the time. And so we get better at looking into the subsurface without drilling or before we drill. And that's improving the economics. The other thing today that is improving the economics a lot is the Inflation Reduction Act, which has provided incentives for geothermal projects and other renewable energy projects too, in the form of tax credits. And so if you're building a geothermal project and you pay taxes on that, you get income taxed for that, you have an opportunity to not pay that tax through these tax credits. And if you don't have a big tax bill, let's say you're a new operator to the space, there are ways to monetize those tax credits. For example, you can sell them to another party, as long as it's not like a power plant or some power producing entity. And in some cases, you can get a direct payment for those tax credits. So this is something that's really driving growth in the United States right now. And what it's doing is it's enabling more people to come into the industry and more projects to be developed. But there is new technology coming from within the geothermal industry too. And that is like novel ways to produce heat out of the ground. I mean, we all know that our Earth is really hot, and there's probably more energy in the Earth than we could ever use. But how to get it out? And there's novel ways of getting out, like closed loop systems, like enhanced geothermal systems, where we find, okay, the rock isn't producing enough fluid, water, hot water out of the earth, so we have to help it along by stimulating the wells, or in the closed loop scenario, not withdrawing any water from the earth, but simply using heat conduction as a method to get geothermal energy. So things like this are advancing as we speak.
You've worked all over the world.
Yes.
So tell me one place that just stands out in your mind for whatever reason. It was exciting, it was fun, it was gorgeous.
So Indonesia is an island arc. It's full of volcanoes. It has a lot of geothermal resources, and we've worked on many projects there. And the reason I picked that is not only because it's a country with a lot of potential and a lot of installed capacity in geothermal, and it's helping them, work their way towards clean energy, but also we have a great client base there. And I wanted to tell you that there was a project in which the operator had estimated that they might have a resource of a couple hundred megawatts, which is quite big for geothermal. But these volcanic systems can be big. And so they had drilled some wells, and we were asked to evaluate those. And we didn't see from those 6 wells, their very first wells they drilled in this field, we didn't see anything like 200 megawatts. We saw a lot less. So I was given the task of telling the customer the bad news. And not only were they there, they had their lenders, their equity partners, all their senior team who, from the resource and the power plant side. And it was really rough. But in my most compassionate way that I could muster, I said, look, we don't see this from these six wells, but you know, you have one area that looks very good, and if you drilled more wells there, the story will change. So as they drilled, in fact, it did change. But I was worried that this customer would not want to work with us anymore. And the next year when I saw the customer, I actually asked him, the lead person, the CEO of the company, I said, you know, I thought you'd never talk to us again. And he said, no, you told us the truth. You told us your truth and you were right. And now we've drilled there. And by the way, during that meeting, that very tense meeting, the power plant guys, they came up with some solutions too. They said, hey, we could put another flash cycle onto this plant and we'd get a little more energy out of it. And we might increase to 80 or 90 megawatts. Anyway, that project today is producing 120 megawatts and they're having a second phase being built. So we came through the adversity and the customer was happy even though we had to deliver bad news. So I think that's a story that basically shows the resilience of people in the geothermal energy business and the value of honest evaluations, which is what Geothermex is known for.
Excellent. So that's a great story. This has been a fun conversation.
Definitely.
I'd love to hear your story.
There's many more, but I think we'll have enough for today.
We'll get another time.
All right.
So thank you for your time.
Thanks, Bruce. It's really a pleasure to talk about geothermal energy.